Okay. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to begin the shiur about the topic of Dvarim Shebekdusha, which is a very fascinating topic. We know that certain things that we have in our liturgy require minyan. And without a minyan, we don't do them, like Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruchu and all these things. These are called Dvarim Shebekdusha. So I'd like to discuss what the halach is of a Dvarim Shebekdusha, besides the simple notion that you need a minyan. But there are other ideas that come about Dvarim Shebekdusha, and I'd like to analyze them and see what they're based on. For example, Ashkenazim have a practice to stand up for Dvarim Shebekdusha. Like when Chazan says Kaddish, everyone stands up. We'll see, Sfardim don't have that minhag. So what is this all based on? Some people have a minhag to cover their head with a talus for Dvarim Shebekdusha, others don't. So I'd like to give us a little bit of an understanding of what Dvarim Shebekdusha are and what the halachas are about certain Dvarim Shebekdusha. The Mishnah in Megillah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis discusses the following: Ein Parsim Al Shma Vein Ovrim Lufnei HaTeva. So we have a concept of Parsim Al Shma. That the case was, as Rashi says, Minyan Habala Basic Nessa Lachar Shakarat Hatzibur Asashma, O Melech of Omer Kaddish Ubarchu Rishon Shabakriya Shma. There was, people came late to Shul after they've already said Shma, so one person gets up and he says Kaddish Barchu Birkas Kriya Shma, etc. But it's not a regular. He's not going to say necessarily Chazaras Hashatz. He's going to say like what we do a Heicha Kedusha. But you need 10 people there. So even though, so we'll see more. Ein Ovrim Lufnei Ateva. You don't have a concept of a Shliach Tzibur to say Chazaras Hashatz, unless you have 10 people. Ein Nosim Es Kapeim. We don't have the Sias Kapayim. We don't have Duchenin without a minion. In Karim B'Torah, and we don't have Kriyas HaTorah without a minion. In Maftirim B'Navi, and we don't have Haftorah without a minion. In Osim Maimad U'Moshav, these are different types of things that were done. When somebody died and they were being buried, they would have certain ceremonies that they would do with a minyan. Einomim Birkas Aveilin, Tanchumi Aveilin. Right, that's the concept of Shura, that after the burial, they make two parallel lines of people and the Aveilin go through and they say, Amokim Yenachem. So also, you don't do that without a minyan. Birkas Chasanim, right? Sheva Brachas, we have a minyan. Fein Mezamnim B'Shem Pachas Me'asara, etc. So all these things. So then the Gemara asks, "Uvakakos Tisha V'Kohen V'Adom Kayotzim." That's a separate halacha about appraisal of land that we're not going to get into now. So the Gemara says, "Manani Miliam Rabchia Bar Avam Rav Yochanan Domar Krav V'Nigdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael." Hashem says, "I will sanctify myself amongst B'nei Yisrael." V'Chol Dover Shebekdusha Lo Yepochas Me'Asara. So any Dover Shebekdusha, you need Asara. So these are certain things that are considered Dvarim Shebekdusha, that you need a sarah. My mashma, how do you know that betoch b'nei Yisrael means asara. Tani b'mchia asya toch toch. Psiv hocha v'nigdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael. It says, I will sanctify myself amongst the Jewish people. Psiv hosam he bodlu mitoch ha'eda. That's talking about the Meraglim, right? And that was 10 people. So just like Eda over there is 10, so too Eda by Dvarim Shebekdusha, where it says Miktachshi B'soch B'nei Yisrael, is a requirement of 10 people. Rav Moshe has a famous comment on this Gemara, that you see that the 10 people don't necessarily have to be the most righteous people. You know, question about people who are not fully observant. So he says the Meraglim were considered at least at that point to be have said heretical things, and they were still we still learn out from them the concept of minyan. So hence the minyan. So doesn't necessarily have to be the doctrine that the most upright people, most you know, doesn't have to be a minyan of tzaddikim. Put it that way. Asi Eida Eida Dchsif Hacha Ad Mosay La Eida Hara Azos Malon Asar Avchan Asar. So that is the source that we have in the Gemara. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha of Poreis Al Hashma, he tells you like this. The Shulchan Aruch says on page 2, "Im yesh b'nei adam shispalu kol echad b'fnei atzmo b'yochid." Say there wasn't a minyan. People daven, say they were waiting for a minyan, they didn't have a minyan, so everyone daven b'yichidus. V'lo shomu lokad, and they didn't hear lokadish lokdusha. And then they daven b'yichidus, and there was no minyan. And then, so they all davened. Say 9 people davened, and then say after they all davened, the 10th person came in. So now you have a minyan. So now this person could go and say Kaddish Baruch Hu, Birkas Kriyashma, etc., but he can't say a full Chazar Sashatz, because the full Chazar Sashatz is only said if there was a minyan when they were davening the silent Shmon Esrei. But in this case, there was not. So what do we need for a Chazar Sashatz? So take a look in the Magen Avraham on page 3. On the left side, on the top, there are 2 arrows. The second arrow says, "Miu nearly the ancient vav shalos palu lo yispal hashatz belachash rak yachskil miyad bekol rab." In other words, in order to have chazar shashatz, so it's a davar shebekdusha, so you need a minyan. You need a minyan. But what do we need? We need 6 people of that minyan who didn't daven and now are davening together. But if you don't have 6 people that daven the silent Shmon Esrei together, then you don't have a Chazar Sashatz. So then what the Chazan could do is he could start his silent Shmon Esrei aloud. In other words, as long as you have 10 people in the room, so one person could just start just saying the Shmon Esrei aloud, and then we'll get to the Kedusha. Everyone, this way, he'll give the opportunity for everyone to answer Kedusha. Usually we answer Kedusha because we have a Chazar Sashatz, but we're not permitted to have a Chazar Sashatz if we didn't have 6 people that did not daven then and are davening now together. So if we have 6, even though 4 already davened, then we could have a Chazar Shashatz. The Iker HaKavonu Mishum. Okay, so that's the klal that the Mogen Avraham teaches us. This is based on the principle of Rubo Kekulo. In other words, a lot of halachas, it's very interesting, we say Rubo Kekulo. It's interesting, when do we say Rubo Kekulo, when we don't we say Rubo Kekulo? Why do we say we need 10 people who didn't daven to say Chazar Sashatz? So there is a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer where he explains this concept on page 10. Take a look for a second. So he says a very beautiful idea on page 10. L'fi ani yazdaiti lo shayach rubo kakulo ela mitoch kulo. The Misanhedrin Yalfin and the Bein and Rov mitoch kol. Aval im lo nizvadu rak Rov Sanhedrin enu klum. Say for example, what's the source of rubo kakulo? Is a pasuk in Mishpatim. Lo siach re rabim l'ros. That we follow the Rov when it comes to a Sanhedrin. So a Sanhedrin, regular Sanhedrin, say, is a bezin of 23 people. So you have a bezin of 23 people, right? So you follow majority. So it's say there's a vote 13 to 10. So we follow the 13, right? But say only 13 people showed up, and they all voted the same way. So are we going to say, so who needs the 10? Even the 10 would be here. It's not going to make a difference. Even if they all voted the other way, we already have 13 who voted this way. So the halacha is not that way. If the whole 23 did not convene, it's not enough to say, well, we have the Rov. We have the Rov. Rov is not good enough unless you have the Kulo. In other words, you have to have the Misgeret of Kulo, the broader picture of Kulo. Then you could say, Rat, Rubo, Mitoch Kulo. But if you don't have the 23 people there, that's not good enough. No one's going to say, well, you have six people in the room, Rubo Kekulo, so we have our minion. That would be a good idea. It doesn't work. Because Rubo Kekulo means you have the whole 10, but for some reason the whole 10 is not good enough, meaning because four of them say davened already or whatever, but you have six. So six with a misgeret, with a framework of 10, is good. So the same thing by Sanhedrin. You have the whole 23 there. 13 vote one way, 10 vote the other way. So you have your rubo, but mitoch has to come mitoch kulo. That's why some explain as well that by dalet kosos we say what rubo kulo. The halacha is you just have to your yotze if you drink rov kos, right? Because you have the whole kos there. And you have the Rov mitoch kulos. Rav Shechter pointed out based on the Gemara in Chulin, and Post can point out, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that that's only, it's not l'chatchila, you should try to drink the whole thing. But say by, no one says that a kezayis of matzah, it's enough to eat a Rov kezayis. Well, why not? Why don't you say Rubo Kekulo over there? So let's apply the Chasam Sofer. You need Rubo what? Mitoch Kulo. So what are you going to tell me? Say I have a big piece of matzah that's worth a big piece of matzah size of a kezayis. So I'll eat Rov of that. So Rubo Mitoch Kulo. Now the answer is Rubo Mitoch Kulo only works if you're required to have the kulo there. In other words, there's no halacha that you have to eat from a kezayis of matzah. Say you had little pieces of matzah and you eat a kezayis yotze. You don't have to have a framework of one kezayis. By a kos, you have to have a kos that holds a revius, and you have to drink mitoch the kos that has a sheer revius. So therefore you say rubo kekulo. By she'en kein, by matzah, you have to eat a kezayis. But you don't have to eat a kezayis from a kezayis. Meaning, if you would have little pieces, you could eat the little pieces until it adds up to a kazayis. So then you don't say rumah v'tochulu. Same thing he says by a mikvah. A mikvah needs memsah. So you're not going to say that all you need is 21 saw, because again you need rubo mitoch kulo. Okay, so that's a general principle. Oh. Now there is a famous comment from the Rush in the Tshuva. On page 4. So the Rush writes on the first line of page 4 on the left side. Ukshein tisha bebeisik nez. This is talking about Chazar Sashatz. So what do we say? For Chazar Sashatz, you need, the Magen Avraham teaches us, you need 6 people who didn't daven yet, who are davening now together with 4 other people. Then you could say 4 other people who already did daven. Then you could say Chazar Sashatz. If not, as long as you have one person who didn't daven, he could just say out loud right away. In other words, not a silent shmo to say that a Chazar Sashatz, but he'll say it right away. So he says that the famous line by the Tshuva Sarosh, "She'ein tisha beveis knesses ha'mechavdin lebrikas shliach tzibur nira kibrocha levatola." Whereas if the shliach tzibur is saying Chazar Sashatz and you don't have 9 people that are listening and answering Amen, so that's like a bracha levatola. V'lachein b'mei avoseinu yichdu asara batlonim lios tadir beis haknes el chavin l'shliach tzibur b'rosh atzof. Therefore, you need, they had a minhag in the shuls, they would have 10 batlonim. It was just to be in the shul to make sure they had the minyan, to make sure they answered Chazar Sashatz, etc. So it's interesting that the Tshuva Sarosh says that you need to have 9 people listening to the Chazar Sashatz, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 5. So you can look later. Someone wrote an article in the Kol HaTorah discussing. This is a journal that I include here. You could read it later. Why is it that we need 9 people listening? Why don't we just say that 6 is sufficient? Why don't we just say that 6 is sufficient? I mean, we say that all you need is 6 to have the Chazar Sashatz. So what's this idea? So there is a discussion in the Maharil about this topic, and the Maharil says that, look on page 6. Here he says that we know the din is Hayoshin Bebeis Haknesses Sasnira Dakol Be Asara Yisrael Shechina Sharia. In other words, what's the din if you have a minyan of 10 people and one person is sleeping? So he says, well, you have 10. So that, because Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, even though we don't necessarily paskin like this, but Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, even a baby in the carriage is mitzdarf to the 10th. Afil Tinok Barisa Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. So even though we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, but at least maybe a person sleeping who's a godel should be at least as good or better than that case. V'chei kosev maram nimspal damispal mitzarif, neither kosev arosh utzar chasara the tzaisi k'mochav chazin dog v'al mitzarif afogav shemasichim. Even though technically the rush says that you need 10 that are listening or 9, but we see that the minig is that even if we don't have that amount. In other words, even if we don't have as Rabbi Harari said from Rabbi Willig, you know, maybe perhaps even in certain situations, even 6 would be good Mikur Hadin. Because that's the Ikra Din that you have of 6. This comes up sometimes when you know, you have Chazar Sashatz and then one person is taking a very long time. Whether you have to wait for that one person to before you can begin the Chazar Sashatz, meaning you have 10 people in your minion and then there's one guy that's taking forever. So some say, well, you know, you need 9, and plus the shchazen, and if you, before you have that, it doesn't work. And others say, as based on this Maril, and Rabbi Willig said to Rabbi Harari that maybe even 6 in certain situations would be sufficient, based on the. On the Mariel, because 6 is really Rubo Kukulo. So as long as there are 10 people in the room, that would be sufficient. And similarly, we say the same discussion we have about saying Kaddish, say by Mariv. You have a minion of 10 people, and 2 or 3 people are taking forever, and the Chazan wants to get going. So does he have to wait for the, you know? So the Eliyahu Rabbah writes on page 9. The first line, he says, "V'hu adin shlosha or arba." Kein shenisha rov shemechavdim. Right, he says that by Kaddish, as long as you have 3, 4 that are still davening, you could say the Kaddish. Kein shenisha rov shemechavnim. Since the rov are listening to the Kaddish and they're not saying Shmona Esrei, so that would be sufficient. So that's pointed out as well in this article on Kol HaTorah that we would say Rubo Kukulo. Again, it has to be 10 people in the room, but even though some of them are still davening Shmona Esrei, that could be okay. Yeah.
What was the Mariel suffix at the end, the Libi Megamgen?
Yeah, in other words, Libi Megamgen, that he quotes the principle of Kol HaRoi L'Bilei and Bila Ma'akevus. So that means if the potential is there, that's good enough. Okay. So let's go on to one other halacha now. Take a look on page 15. So this is the story in Shoftim of Ehud ben Gera, that he spoke to Eglon Melech Moav, and he killed Eglon Melech Moav. He says, on Pasuk Chaf, on the left side, Ehud ba ilav hu yosher balias hamekera shalol levado v'yomer Ehud dvar lo kim li eilecha. He says, I have a word of God to tell you. And then he got up. And then it says, Vayishlach Ehud. And then once he got up, he stabbed him. So it's interesting that on page 17, it's unbelievable, in the tiny print here, okay, the tiny print on page 17, in the Shulte Giborim quotes a Yerushalmi, which we don't even have this Yerushalmi. There are two famous Yerushalmis that everyone knows that we don't have. You want to know what they are? I'll tell you. One is famous Yerushalmi that if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you can have a sleepy year. And that's why people have a minhag not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So that's quoted in the Poskim, Shem Yerushalmi, but we don't have it in our Yerushalmi. That's one Yerushalmi. Still, we have that minhag. Some poskim, Rav Shechter was quoted, others say that maybe that only applies until Chatzos, meaning to get up early, but not necessarily later in the afternoon. But look at the Shilte Giborim here with the arrow. Yerushalmi, kom ki dova Hashem eilecha mikan amar belazer, kat onu omen yehi shmei, t'chol dova shebekdusha boi lemekam araglori. And based on this Gemara that says Dvar Elokim Li Elecha, I have the word of God to you, that whenever you say the word of God, meaning Dvar Shebekdusha, you have to get up. So this is the source. If, when you were davening this morning and you got up for Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, it was because of this source quoted in the Shilte Giborim, quoting Yerushalmi, that we don't even have. And this is the whole mocker for this halacha. This is the whole halacha. However, not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees. Take a look in the Mariel on page 21. It's funny, the Mariel is usually what Ashkenazim do. But look what it says. Lo, you see where the arrow is on the right side? Lo haya omed, lo la kaddish v'lo la baruchu. Because he wouldn't stand. And that's, Sfardim today have this minhag, right? If you ever daven with real Sfardim, they sit. For, Shmon Esrei they stand, but the rest of davening they sit, right? It was already in the Maril. Forget, the Maril is not a Sephardic source here, right? Ashkenazim always quoting the Germany, the Maril, etc. And even the Maril from Germany was of the opinion that you don't stand. Because this is who says we paskin? It's interesting that in Shas we don't find such a halacha. Whereas we saw that Gemara about Dvarim Shebekdusha. Doesn't say you have to stand for Dvarim Shebekdusha. That obscure Yerushalmi that quoted the Shilte Giborim that we don't even have, that became Mekubal. That became the Ashkenazic practice that we stand up for Baruch Hu and for Kaddish and for Kedusha, etc. But it says the Maria lo haya omed lo l'kaddish lo l'baruch hu achol kaddish etofso mu'umad. In other words, if he was standing anyway and they started Kaddish, Nishar Omed, as should see him, I mean, Yeshmei Rabbah. In other words, if they caught him standing, they wouldn't sit down. But, in other words, if you're standing anyway, you shouldn't sit down. But if you're sitting down, there's no chiyuv to stand up. That's the, that's what the Maril says. And if you look as well, in the, and not only that, take a look at the Magen Avraham on page 22. Well, look, you can look in the Taz. It's shorter. Look at the Taz at the top of page 22. Uvamariel Kosov Shamari Segel Lo Haya Omeid Lo Lakadish Vlo Barchu. A Kol Kadish Shetofsum Uma Nisham Uma Nachasim Amen Yeshme Rabba. Plain easy Beseva Kavanus Arizal. And that's what he said with the Arizal also. That's what the Arizal didn't stand. And you want to see something even more than that? Take a look. See the Ramah on page 23. So he quotes that Yerushalmi, that became the Ashkenazic practice. Hagah. I didn't have the arrow here, but you see in the third line, V'yesh lama she'onim kaddish v'chol dovish b'kedusha. That became Ashkenazic practice based on that Yerushalmi. But many, as we saw, even the Maril didn't do it unless he was standing up. And you want to see even something further on page 25. He wants to know, people who stand up, this is Marami Rutenberg, people who stand up for Kaddish and Baruch Hu, etc., should we say that it's Mechzik Yura? It's Gaiva? Or not? That was the question. That's what he said. So he responds, last two lines, Moreno Remeir, that's the Maram ben Rutenberg, Meshiv, Devadei Habali Molech. Anyone who asks you what you should do, should you stand for Kaddish or Baruch Hu? Morim Shalolasos. Tell him to sit. Tell him not to stand. Aval Ein Mochim Biyodo. Meacha Shalim Ol Lashamayim. Someone wants to do it, you can let him do it. So it's so interesting that was the perception in some many poskim, but the minug became the minug, and that's the minug Ashkenaz is to stand, but the Sfardim didn't have such a minug. Take a look. What about Chazaras Hashatz? So there's a whole discussion. If you look on page 26 in the Halachas Ketanos, Rabbeinu Yaakov Chagiz in the Halachas Ketanos, he has a question. Imuta leishev shel shliach tzibur chozer tefila. Right? So we know it became, like, especially in yeshivas, became an in thing to stand for Chazaras Hashatz. So, if you say Chazar Sashatz is a Dvar Shabakdusha, so then L'chor it's Toloi on that discussion, whether you stand for Dvar Shabakdusha or not. But as he says, he thinks he has a Beferish Gemara. That what? That you don't have to stand. Why? Because the Gemara says in Yuma, Perak Yom Bekipurim, Amar Bar Hamduri, Havakim the Kameda Mar Shmuel. I was by Mar Shmuel on Yom Kippur. For Havi Yosef, and he was sitting down. Kimati shlich the tzibur laval chatanu. In other words, when he got to the vidui in the Chazaras Hashatz, then he stood up. So you see that normally he was sitting, and then when he got to the vidui, he stood up. Shmamina ikar viduihu. Ulelmina amina the shlich tzibur omer beemtza tefila. Shmamina shaya yoshev. So that was his raya. But he says, V'yesh litchos, maybe it's not such a good raya. Why? The cholom would start betaming the salva. Maybe you can't bring a raya. Maybe says Yom Kippur. That's why he was sitting. I don't know which is the better raya. hard to, I don't know, it seems to me a little dochuk to, especially it's mustaber because the Bavli doesn't have this idea of Dvarim Shebekdusha to stand, unless you say like Rav Soloveitchik had this idea that the Chazaras Hashatz is like a Korban Tzibur and everyone's Meshtatev, so you have to, you know, he had a minhag to stand even with his feet together, but you don't see that in the Bavli. So to me, it would be more mistaber to say in Ochanami, you see from here Raya that that you could sit for Chazar Shashatz. He says, "V'risi bekal Ashkenazim shebevirona kulam yoshvim uvekal kodesh svardim kulam meubad b'chazara." Hachim mistaber, which is. Just the opposite of what you would have expected. You would have said, you thought that the Kal Ashkenazim who are makbid for Dvarim Shebekdusha stand and the Sfardim sit. But you don't know. Different kehilos have different minhagim. But there's a famous Balamor that the Or Gadol points out in Rosh Hashanah. The Balamor says that we know it's Tkiyas de Miyushav and Tkiyas de Meumad. So we normally assume Tkiyas de Miyushav are the ones before Musaf, right? The first Tkiyas, those are the Miyushav, because you're allowed to sit down, because they're before Musaf, and the Meumad are the ones that in Musaf, right? That's how we normally assume. But the Balamor said no. That the Tkiyas that we do before Musaf, that was a later Takana. That wasn't even mentioned in Gemara. That was for the Cholim and Zkenim who had to go home. So we made an early thing. That's not Tkiyas de Miyushav, it's not Tkiyas de Meumad. The Tkiyas de Miyushav, he says, are the ones in Chazar Sashatz. And why is it Miyushav? Because everyone was sitting for Chazar Sashatz. Meumad is after Musaf, when everyone's standing up, about to leave the shul. That's called Tkiyas de Meumad. But the Or Gadol points out, you see from the Balamor, that the minhag in his kehila, at least, was that they would sit for Chazar Sashatz. Okay, so one last point, because it's getting late, is there an idea of Atifas HaRosh for Dvarim Shebekdusha? Meaning, we know some people... Atifas HaRosh means that not just to wear a yarmulke, but to have something else on your head. So the Beis Yosef quotes this for Shmon Esrei, so Shechtu pointed out, for Birkas HaMazon, for Ituf, right? So, but you see in shuls that people have this minhag, they I don't know, people do different things. They put it on their head for Baruchu, for this, for that, for, you know, sometimes they don't even know where they're putting it on for. So what's the halacha? So there is a Bach that says there's a minhag to put it for the whole davening, should have kavana. Okay. But what's the strict halacha? So Rav Soloveitchik had a chiddush, which not everyone agrees to, and that is that Dvarim Shebekdusha requires atifa. So whenever it's anything like Baruchu or Kaddish or Kedusha or all these things that need a minyan, then to have atifa. Rav Shechta said over, because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Yud Gimel Midos, he was Misatef Kishliach Tzibur. But it doesn't seem that there's a clear makor for this. As Rav Abadi told me, he thought Meikar Adin, you know, for Shmon Esrei you need to have atifa, but this notion that people cover their heads with a talus for all these different things, as Rav Abadi pointed out, is not so poshut that there is this obligation. Because again, here we don't even find a Yerushalmi that we, you know, in small print, we don't even find for that. Rav Shechter quotes it, you know, from the Rav Nira Debina Atifa B'Shas Amir Shadvam Shebekdusha. He says it's Shuvas Hagaonim, Shenech L'chul V'Inyan Amir is Gid Gimel Bidas Paslichas Yimdim L'Kavam Shebedusha Lo. But not everyone agrees that there is such a concept, because the Gemara says, as Rav Shechter quotes here, Kol Shal Bracha Ton Ituf, etc. but doesn't necessarily, you know, certain things of chashivas require ituf. But the klal to say that, you know, question whether the Baal, you know, I remember Rabbi David Will pointed out whether the Baal Kore should put his talus over his. So Rav Soloveitchik thought yes, because he has this klal that whenever it's Dvarim Shebekdusha, so it could be a Kriyas HaTorah we need a minion for, so perhaps as Ramami Panu believes, right, so it's Dvarim Shebekdusha to put the talus over your head. But it's not necessarily 100% mukrach that there is such a halacha like this, that Dvarim Shebekdusha requires ituf. We know that Shmon Esrei is something special, Yomid Lefnei HaMelech, but Dvarim Shebekdusha, and as Rav Abadi pointed out, Birkas HaMazon has that chashivas as well. But other things we don't necessarily find that require ituf. So just to review what we discussed, Dvarim Shebekdusha, we said those things you need 10, and we said, and 6 rubo kukulo is good, and the Mechasim Sofer says it has rubo bitoch kulo. You need the whole kulo to be there, but you can have rubo bitoch kulo who didn't daven yet, and that can require you to do a chazaras hashatz. And then the question whether you're doing the chazaras hashatz, do you have to wait for 9 people, like it's mashman teshuvas harash, or maybe, as Rabbi Harari said from Rabbi Willig, that maybe 6 is good, and based on the Maril, that the minig is that we're not makpid necessarily on 9. We try if we can, but sometimes it can be a difficulty if some people are taking forever. And the same thing by Kedusha, by Kaddish, we saw in the Eliyahu Rabbah that Rov could be sufficient. And then we saw the Yerushalmi that says you have to stand for Dvarim Shebekdusha, but we saw the Maril did not, only if he was already standing. The Arizal did not, and the Maram Rutenbergs said not to, meaning he said if you don't have to be Moche, but if someone asks you, you tell him not to. And so it seems that most opinions say not to, but the Ramah quotes this opinion too, and that became the practice of Ashkenaz. And then we saw Chazar Sashatz was a discussion in the Halachas Ketanos, whether you stand. We saw the Balamor's opinion that the Kiyas, the Miusha of the Kiyas in Chazar Sashatz, because people were actually sitting. And then we had the discussion of whether Dvarim Shebekdusha requires Ituf or not. Whether there is such a halacha, like Rav Shechtel said from Rav Soloveitchik, that any time there's something that we say with a minion, you have to have a double covering, a talus, something on your head or not, or not. Maybe it's only a din of in Shmona Esrei. So these are some interesting halachas regarding Dvarim Shebekdusha.